And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX here in Phoenix. Greg Isaac, Joel Saperdo, our great producer Eric Reinert. And this song, it's Broke Down Palace, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Broke Down Palace, of course.
Good movie.
Delirium, yeah. Singing Silence from Broke Down Palace. So another way to die in another country is to try to smuggle drugs. Yeah, yeah, getting arrested for smuggling drugs. You don't want to do that,
or
so let's avoid doing
for it.
Yeah, or being framed for it, yeah, particularly. Absolutely. So this is Breakthrough Entertainment's 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country. But
They didn't die, though.
Well, no, they didn't. But that's pretty scary. It's scary stuff.
But at least their lawyer was Bill Pullman.
Yeah, Bill Pullman.
But I don't know how much pull he had. So
I don't know. But it's all in honor of No Escape. I love that film. Gave it a breakthrough earlier in the show. But another movie that I loved is Turbo Kid. I gave it a thumbs up in our last segment when we spoke with actor Monroe Chambers. And now we've got the actress from the film, Laurence LaBeouf. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, We had Monroe booked, and I saw the film, and I loved it, and I thought that he did a great job, and then, you know what? I just fell in love with your character.
Oh, that's nice. Apple is, she's quite the character.
Yes, she is. She is. And, I mean, and even some of the stills that they have of you, I mean, it's just like those eyes. I mean, tell us about those expressions that you make in this movie.
Yeah, well, you know, it was, with the directors at the beginning, it was a matter of trying to find, like, the balance of Apple, you know, how are we going to temper her a little bit, you know? And so I think at first they kind of let me do whatever I wanted. So I think, I guess those expressions, they just, I don't know, they come out when you don't look at yourself too much and when you you just go with the emotion, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And and I say in my review that you are as beautiful as you are bubbly. I mean, what are just so talented, so just, I mean, a very exciting character in general. But, you know, it had to be weird to be, you know, well, you've got red hair. And then they put was that a wig?
Yes, it was.
So you've got, like, white hair, and, I mean, your skin is very white.
Yeah, I know. I'm pale, and therefore, I guess my eyes pop out more with those colors, too. So I guess it worked for the project. It's a bit otherworldly, I guess, that worked.
Absolutely. And we asked Monroe, and he said that you just knocked it out of the park. He was just so impressed with you in your performance in this film, because he said that you are known for your dramatic roles, right?
Yeah, that's true. It was kind of the first comedic role I've ever done, and which is also like a thing about the RKSS that I'm very grateful for. They totally saw something in me that they believed I could do, and that they, because I had no reference in my work, that they could have been like, oh, we know she's got time and we know she can do this. They didn't know, and they just really wanted to work with me, and I'm very grateful for that. You know?
And so how was that to prepare for something that was a little bit out of what you were used to doing? Certainly you're capable of doing it, as we know now, but how was the preparation for that?
Well, you know, I work in a, you know, I'm someone that's very spontaneous in anything I've ever done, and there's always some magic that I find happens when you're on set, when action is called, when you're in the right setting and the right costume and everything. And for this one, it was kind of the same thing, but it was, you know, it often happens with the people you act with, too. So, you know, kudos to Monroe as well, because I think we bonded together, like, really well, and we just, our timing worked together, you know, like, and I guess just letting it all out, the humor that I thought would be funny of Apple, which is really just, she's seeing the world as if, you know, everything's marvelous, you know, everything is like a fresh experience. It's like being a kid again, but, you know, it's I guess it was enhancing those emotions, I guess. And with the RKSS was also, I told them, you know, I've never done this, so you guys have to tell me if it's too much. You have to tell me if it's, because I won't know when I'm doing it, you know, so because I don't know what I'm doing.
And it's just again, it got this 80s vibe to it, and you got some practical effects in the movie, lots and lots of gore. So any fun stories there with the practical effects?
Oh my God. Well, you know, it is weird to do a movie where there's so much of that, you know, and like, it was, what was funny for me, it was to actually watch the directors watching the gore scenes happening in front of them. You should have seen their faces and their they were screaming and they were like laughing. They were they thought it was like so amazing, you know. Like, so for me to watch them watch it was almost more impressive than the actual blood effects and all these things, you know. It was definitely very funny, very different.
Great, great. And we asked Monroe in our last segment. We told him, he knew, but we introduced the idea of those action figures. Of course, there's an Apple action figure out there now, right?
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean,
so do you own yourself? Do you plan on owning yourself?
I won't. I would love to have one. Like, I would love for sure to have all of them. I'd love to have Zeus and Skeletron and the kid. And yeah, why not? I mean, when does this happen? You know, like, I never thought, like, I don't know, like, I never thought this would go that far with this movie and stuff. It's awesome. I'm so into these things, you know, like, I hope I get one.
Well, Monroe said that, you know, he might feel a little bit uncomfortable, or he didn't really say that. He just said he didn't think that he would probably play with the characters, play with the action figures, and reenact scenes.
I don't think I would play with them.
Come here.
But I would definitely have them in my, you know, I don't know, in my home somewhere, you know, like, and it's a nice little wink. When do you get to, you know, play a character that's in a little action figure? And
exactly.
Or maybe, you know what, I have little brothers. Maybe I could give them to my little brothers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And now, Laurence, any sort of friendly rivalry you have there with Monroe? Of course, he's from Ontario. He's a big Maple Leafs fan.
Yeah.
You're from Montreal, and you have some bragging rights, at least the last couple of years, you know, because the Leafs have struggled and the Canadians have done well. But any sort of fun with that?
Well, that's a, you know, that's classic. It is a classic Montreal Toronto kind of thing, you know, like it's anywhere actually in Ontario, like there's always this cold war about hockey and everything, and but it's all fun. I mean, for me, I'm not like, I love watching hockey. Like, I actually don't have a choice, but I'm not like a hardcore, like, you know, my life depends on it kind of thing. Like,
right.
But it's always funny to tease one another with those, you know, and it's all fun and jest, I think, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And also a TV series you've been working on, 19-2. Tell us a little bit about that. Have you shot the next season yet, or where's that at right now?
Yeah, well, we're right in the middle of our third season, actually. So we started beginning of August until December. We're going to be shooting. And that's very different. It's a cop show. It started as being an adaptation of a French series that did really well here in Montreal, and then now this is the English version, but that's kind of taking its own path in a way. And that's being a cop. That's a very different character than Apple.
Oh, absolutely.
That's for sure.
And, you know, it's just yet another example of a piece of entertainment out of Canada. You got, we were talking with Monroe about this. I mean, one of my favorite shows is Rookie Blue out of Canada. And, of course, I mean, it's not even including, you know, Big Brother Canada and stuff like that. Yeah, just an amazing place for entertainment properties. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do think. And especially also in Quebec, you know, it's very different. Quebec is it's kind of its own little, it's got its own star system a little bit here. It's got its own, you know, TVs and series and movies coming out of here. And like, it just expands and we have amazing theaters out here and stuff. And as well as it's very versatile between that and then the Canadian, the rest of Canada's, you know, TV shows and movies and series as well. So it's very rich, I find.
Excellent. And are you working on anything else coming out soon or anything that you're able to share with us?
Well, I'm to be honest, I'm pretty much on this 19-2 thing until December. We're there every week, so it's hard work on that one. So it's hard to kind of do anything else at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm focusing on that, and I'm doing a French series that starts again in February. So I'll be working on that too. And so there we go.
Yeah, and great accent, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, because I have to say, I mean, because I fell in love with the character, but I mean, just again, I mean, if you're ever in Phoenix, you know, just. Please, we'd love to have you in studio because
I would love that.
I think you're excellent.
I would love that. I would love that. It would be my pleasure.
Absolutely. And so again, thank you so much for joining us and helping us celebrate Turbo Kid. Everyone needs to check it out. It's on video on demand as well as here in Phoenix at the Film Bar, but everyone can go to turbo-kid.com, check out where it's playing in a theater near you. But, everyone needs to check this movie out. I gave it a thumbs up on our last segment. And Monroe did a great job. Laurence, you did such an excellent job in this movie. What a wonderful character Apple is.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Have a great rest of your weekend, and please do not be a stranger.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, do you think that she knew that I was flirting with her, trying to at least?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was kind of stalker-like.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was a little scary.
Right. Well, I know. Well,
now she's not going to come in studio.
I know.
She's great, and looking forward to seeing the movie, obviously. And but, yeah, they both have a lot going on.
Yeah.
Right now, Monroe and Laurence.
Yeah, very talented people. And so everyone check out Turbo Kid. And we thank everyone for continuing to listen to Breakthrough Entertainment's 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country here on KPHX 1480 AM. And yes, we are still streaming on Meerkat.
Right.
At Breakthrough Entertainment. We got video. You can see the behind-the-scenes shenanigans we do during the break.
Yeah.
All sorts of wonderful things. And now we still only have 6 people here. We still haven't gotten up to that massive number that we had before. But, I think Glenn Beck is really ruining the streams.
Damn you, Glenn.
Yeah, but we got plenty of listeners on our AM signal and through the website 1480kphx.com. Mm-hmm. So wonderful! All these places that you can hear Breakthrough Entertainment.
Yeah,
and then the archive. How do you go to the archive?
You go breakradioshow.com. That's BREAK radioshow.com, and on the top towards the right, click archives, Breakthrough Entertainment, and of course you'll see all our shows there. Most recent archives, of course, at the top. All the interviews we've had, different segments. So. A lot of fun. If you missed out, check it out. Or if it's Monday, you have the case of the Mondays, feel free to recheck it out again if you've already heard it.
Yes, Garfield has checked out the show on several Mondays.
Yeah, he has. Yeah. Great cat, that guy is. I love him.
In our next segment, we are going to talk about some of the other movies that opened this weekend, and we will also talk about some of the... we'll preview our September.
Yes.
Of course, it's the last weekend in August.
Unbelievable.
Got just a few shows left before our big Halloween extravaganza, and that leads into our Thanksgiving extravaganza
Christmas.
And our Christmas extravaganza. It's
New
a holiday
Year's.
Just extravaganza.
Yeah.
I think people will get tired of me saying that.
The next Christmas, we're already getting ready for that.
Santa's booked for that one as well.
Yeah.
We've got Santa booked for the next 5 Christmases.
Yeah.
So.
Great job, Santa. Yeah. What a guy.
I know. Good guy. But before we get to any of that, we've got to hear a little bit of the Istanbul Blues, David Castle from... Midnight Express.
I didn't see that.
No, but it's another movie where he's caught smuggling drugs. I think this one he actually was doing.
He is. That's a true story. He was actually smuggling. I've had him on another show.
Really?
The real guy.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
Well, it's a movie, Midnight Express as well. So I think
Hayes.
The lyrics. Billy Hayes?
I think Billy Hayes was his name.
30 years in Turkey Bay. Ain't got nothing left to lose. Oh, yeah.
You ever see the Midnight Meat Train?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
That's what I heard.
Bradley Cooper.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be back with some more film reviews. Said I was busted at the border, babe, with 2 keys in my